Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by for news and stuff. So, you're curious. I would be too. What's that new book about, Greg? Hey, it's about chasing away the demons, getting rid of those demonic termites in your house. That's really what it's about. Make it a little simpler. It's about this. Your thinking and Satan's lies. Really, that's it. And so often our lies, probably 85% of the people in your church have believed a lie, and they've heard it enough that they believe that it's truth. Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It doesn't have to be true for it to work. No, just get you to believe the lie. Your mind accepts it as a fact. Did you know that? There was a story told by Dr. E.V. Hill years ago of a young man taking a shortcut home late one night through a vacant lot. It was dark. The shadows from the trees loomed all around him. Suddenly, he became very aware. Someone's following me. The faster he walked, the faster the person walked. Frightened and frustrated, he turned quickly to meet his predator. Nobody there. As he turned to continue home, he heard the noise again, and then realization hit him. It was his corduroy pants. Somehow they were rubbing together, making a noise as he walked. Now, you can smile at that story, but here's the truth. Many times, our fears are the result of imaginary thoughts. Satan getting you to believe a lie. Things that are never going to happen. Things that are never going to be true. Satan is a relentless adversary in the invisible war, and he loves to fill your mind with fearful thoughts. He knows that if he can frighten you enough, and fear is a big factor in all of this, he's going to stand a very good chance of paralyzing you spiritually and physically. Hey, when you come up against situations that are fearful, immediately talk to God, ask for his wisdom and his protection, and hit your enemy head on. Admit your inner struggle and stand your ground. Don't give ground to the enemy. Stand your ground against the enemy. God said, do not fear, for I'm with you. Don't anxiously look all around you. I'm your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Well, amen to that. What in the world is going on this Wednesday? Members of the violent far-left activist group called Antifa identified themselves to a reporter who was on scene in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota yesterday, ahead of another night of unrest following the police-involved shooting of a motorist over the weekend. Throngs of protesters and law enforcement faced off following the reportedly accidental shooting of 20-year-old Dante Wright. The cop involved, Kimberly Potter, has now 26 years. She quit. She said she meant to reach for her taser instead of her gun while involved in an altercation with Wright at his car. You know, that's something. You think that's true? Why would you disbelieve her? Have you ever done anything like that? I've done far worse. Fortunately, it didn't end up with someone dying. But it can happen. No, they say, didn't happen. The others, nope, didn't happen. It was all intentional. They say the makeup of Brooklyn Center, the population, turned out tonight, and things have changed. Sunday was all about the locals that were here. They were genuine, and they were angry, obviously. As it goes on, you get more people coming in. I'll bet you do. The enemy has arrived in Brooklyn Center. Seen and unseen. Here we go. So a quick summary of all going on in Minnesota again. Those protesters making demands, lots of demands. One of them is do away with the police. 60 people were arrested, rioting, other charges, third night of unrest over police shooting, rioting, looting. My neighbor was shot to death by police a few years ago, just three houses down. I didn't riot. I didn't loot. Things happen. Alexandria Cortez says that Dante Wright's death was no accident. It's part of an indefensible system in the world today. She is a nutcase. Corey Bush says, hey, they would have known the difference between guns if it wasn't a black boy. Oh, boy. Rashida Tlaib there from Michigan, congresswoman, Muslim, taking some heat. She says, no more cops. That ain't going to work. Well, the Brooklyn Center police chief also resigned. Isn't it something how your life can change in a matter of minutes, sometimes resulting in death? So someone dies in Minnesota, and they try to burn down the police station in Washington. What? A video has emerged, protesters in Washington, D.C. chanting, burn the precinct to the ground during demonstrations following the fatal shooting of Dante Wright. The cry should go to every city and every town. Burn the precinct down. The crowd could be heard chanting that Monday night in footage taken in Washington, D.C. That is scary. Who are these people? Just everyday people being led by the ultimate enemy. You're going to see it more and more every day. Get used to it. Satan will work very hard using people to get you to believe the lie. War is really peace. Freedom is really slavery. Ignorance is strength. Well, that's not Bible. Oh, 2 + 2? That's 5. George Orwell warned us of doublespeak 72 years ago. Today, many on the left and the President of the United States using this tactic in a desperate attempt to sell a disastrous infrastructure package. One tweet from a New York senator even claimed childcare and caregiving are part of the infrastructure. Respectfully, no, they're not. Nor is approximately 85% of that $2 trillion monstrosity that Sleepy Joe's is trying to get us to buy, the infrastructure. You know what the left is doing? They're hijacking a bipartisan issue of infrastructure and their work to morph it into their socialist plan for the United States of the New America. My, oh my, oh my, it is moving so fast. Why can't I get my mind around this? Is Jesus coming soon? And here's the new battle cry. Where's my megaphone? Throw away your mask and burn your vaccine passport. What? There he is, Rand Paul from Kentucky. He's a doctor. He's a practicing physician. He's telling Americans, throw away that mask and burn that vaccine passport. The left has gone completely COVID crazy. Well, I've said that for a year, Rand. They want government-enforced shutdowns everywhere. They want mask mandates everywhere. They want school closures everywhere and forced vaccines. And now they're talking about you having a COVID vaccine passport. Go get them, Rand. It's absolutely unconstitutional. And by and large, it's absolutely absurd. Well, I feel a little bit better now. Hey, I'm agreeing with this guy. How about you? More news and stuff right after this. If you're saved and you know it, clap your hands. Any of you ever sing that? We used to do that in our church all the time. It was for the kids, but I really got into it. I wonder if I'm a kid at heart. Had a great day at the Cross Church in Fort Wayne, Indiana Sunday. Testimony from Donna Harris about how God helped her survive the death of her husband. A horrible time for her personally. God was there. Then my associate pastor, Paul Smucker, talked about how he used to be a star in country music. He was. And then God got a hold of his heart. Took a while. He resisted. He kept fighting. He got saved. Oh, I don't think there was a dry eye in the church Sunday. We need that. We need to hear stories of God's saving power. You have a message today. You have a testimony today. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Why aren't you telling that story? Well, I guess that's a very good question, and it's certainly something for us to contemplate today and pray about and then do the right thing. Get out there and tell your story, how Jesus saved you. Oh, it doesn't get any better than that. Oh, you know what else? You're going to be, according to the book of Proverbs, a wise man or woman. Do you believe Dr. Fauci? Why? Are you okay? My goodness. We're going to pause Johnson & Johnson and the vaccine. Got a lot of people mad. There's only going to be one death in a zillion cases. We're going to pause it anyway, out of an abundance of caution. Who would believe any of these people? You know how you can tell when they're lying? They open their mouths. They cheated. You know they cheated. People are starting to come to the conclusion they cheated. Dozens of legal cases challenged the results of that 2020 presidential election. It seems like so long ago. I mean, we're here in the United States, and many of those cases are still unresolved, and there is a new poll. A new poll, ladies and gentlemen, just released. A majority of likely voters still believe cheating likely affected the outcome. The number is now 51%. Believe it, cheating affected the outcome. 35% say it was very likely. Most of the voters say it is very important to prevent cheating in elections and not make it any easier for vote fraud. 2-1 margin. They reject claims that the voter ID laws are discriminatory. I mean, you have to have an ID for everything. Now think about what I just said, everything. Went to get my wife's prescription yesterday. They asked for my ID. Remembered, I lost it in Oklahoma City somehow. The airlines mailing it to me. I couldn't get the prescription. No ID. But one of the greatest things, one of the greatest freedoms afforded us in this nation, voting for those who run our government. We don't need any stinking voter ID. What in the world is going on? Why do I keep walking down this dark path in the world of news? I looked at the death clock today. You ever done that? Big mistake. Actually, I looked at one of many websites that use some basic information to calculate how long you're going to live. The good news is, oh, I need good. Okay, 225 million seconds of life left in me yet. I pray that's, oh, wait a minute. The bad news is, that's less than 7 years. I need a second opinion here. Oh, I like this one. It says I got 20 years to go. Really? 93? I hope you can handle me. I looked at a far more accurate and deadly death clock in life, the one that tracks the number of murders in America every day to kids, little boys and girls. It's called abortion. Since the U.S. Supreme Court handed down its infamous Roe v. Wade decision back in 1973, year I got saved, the toll is breathtaking. Imagine, 62 million babies, each one made in the image of Almighty God, murdered. How sad. How sick. What's your opinion? I'd like to know that now and then. UFOs, are they real? Some really heavy-duty documented material coming out from some of our military leaders. No denying it. What is that pyramid-shaped thing hovering over one of our air bases? That's what they want to know. People want to know. My, oh my, oh my. Everything changing in the world today. Getting crazier and more confusing, isn't it? I'll ask again, is Jesus coming soon? You betcha. Big part of the new America, working at home. Do you? I do, all the time. I run the pastorate at the Cross Church, really from home. I do businesses from home. I record Hello World in the studio at home. Everything's at home. Are Americans freeing themselves from their gym memberships? 2 in 3 people say this pandemic has made them realize a gym isn't necessary to stay fit today. A new survey of 2,000 people who regularly exercise revealing how the pandemic has impacted the nation's relationship with fitness. The pandemic has changed everything in your life. Researchers find Americans engaging in new at-home workouts. They're seeing things improve in the bedroom. Nearly 1 in 5 respondents agree that keeping up with the workout routine at home has led to all things better. What do you think? We're number one. Get out the stars and the, oh, we're not number one? Who is? Who's number one? Yesterday, I told you that Canada putting fences around churches. That is kind of scary. So how in the world can Canada be the top country in the world? Several years, they were number 2 and 1 at number 3. And since the inception of the Best Country Report coming out, Canada has finally become number 1, the number 1 spot in the world. Why? That North American country ranked first in both quality of life and social purpose sub-rankings, meaning that it's seen as a very stable and safe society. For who? For individuals, where they can develop and prosper in life. And it's open, and it's fair, and it's equitable. Canada? You're not serious. Most of the countries that ranked highest for 2021 come from Western Europe. Australia, New Zealand, and Japan, which is ranked number 2 overall, they're in that top 10. Oh, America? We're number 6. Oh, never mind. Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this important message. Going to Sin City. Sin City, here we come. Okay, smart aleck, who's saying I should keep my day job? Do you know where Sin City is? And what kind of a name is Sin City? You know where sin abounds? Grace does so much more abound? In November, we're going to be with Billy Crone and the rest of the team of Southwest Radio Church out at his Baptist church in Las Vegas, Nevada. Fort Wayne, Indiana wore the crown for so many years. We're number 1 in what? City of churches. This is the place to be in Northeast Indiana. It's the city of churches, Fort Wayne. And, oh, we're not number 1 either? Who's number 1? Might surprise you. Las Vegas, Nevada. Sin City. I'll say it one more time. Where sin doth abound, grace does so much more abound. Hey, get on your traveling shoes. Join Greg Patton Ministries and Southwest Radio Church. Whether it's in Columbus, Ohio, Denver, Colorado, Fort Wayne, Indiana, or Sin City, we want to see you. God is going to do some great things in the days ahead, as always. So that great heartache hit you. When was that, anyway? Last month? Last month? Last year? Last decade? It takes a lot of courage to lay down the emotional baggage that you might have in your life. Would you agree with that? I think, in fact, the only way to effectively turn from those feelings and those thought patterns, that thinking, and the past experiences that cause emotional distress, is by looking beyond yourself to Jesus Christ. He's the author and the finisher of your faith, and you need the strength and the hope and the encouragement that only He can bring. And when you find yourself in the middle of one of these situations, you should ask this question: God, how can you best be glorified by this thing that's happening to me right now? Many of you think that, you know, I can't win here. It's impossible. I don't think, Greg, you know what I'm facing in life. Can I encourage you along these lines? Don't despair. God has a plan. God has a solution for you today. Yes, He does. Remember, the past is just that. It's the past. It's yesterday. God is interested in your today. If there's sin in your life, He wants you to deal with that thing and then trust Him for the future. Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Nothing is so dark in your life that God cannot bring light and hope to that circumstance. It's so very important to realize that today. Get your thinking straight. You can ask Him to ease that burden. You can ask Him to free you from that demonic bondage. You can ask Him to heal that broken heart. God always listens. What a great Heavenly Father we have. He will listen to the cry of your heart today. What are you going to do with that heavy load you're carrying through this Christian walk? I've watched men in construction carry some heavy things. Big concrete bags, roofing material on both shoulders up that ladder. My, you got to be impressed. How do they do that? And the only way that they were freed from that heavy load, that burden that they were carrying, was when they put it down. That's what you need to do today. Put it down. Only God can release you from the burden you're carrying today. He knows you can't lay it down on your own. No, you can't. True freedom doesn't come from changing your surroundings. Many people think they're going to run off and everything's going to be okay in that new place. Nope. You're only going to be able to move properly in this Christian walk when you get beyond yourself and you get to the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you trust Him today? How can you know if you're tuned into God or you're tuned into something else? Read the Word. You know, once you've nailed down the basics in the Christian walk, your conscience becomes a very powerful tool to help you make right choices according to the Word of God. Listen to Him today. The mission should be leading people, yourself, for starters, into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ, and then strengthening your walk day by day. So, how are you doing, my Christian friend? Do you have a lot of plum parties in your life? I mean, the ones that say, it's all about poor little old me. We're selfish, aren't we? Do you ever cry out to God with, stop the world, I want to get off? Never works. God says in Matthew 14, 25, 26, and 27, basically, you take courage. It is I. That's what He told them on the boat when they thought they were going to be destroyed as the winds would blow them away. Don't fear. It is I. Do not be afraid. That message still goes out to you today. Sure it does. More than ever. Remember, God is always in control. Believe Him. Believe His word today. Pastors, listen up. I wonder how many pastors would really respond this way. So many times, Mrs. Youngston came to her pastor saying, I'm scared. Joe says he's going to kill me if I continue to come to this church. Yes, yes, my child, said the pastor, more than a little tired of hearing this over and over again. I'll continue to pray for you, Mrs. Youngston. Have faith in the Lord. He'll watch over you. Oh, yes, I know. He's kept me safe thus far, only... Only what, my child? Said the pastor. Well, now he says he's coming to this church and he's going to kill you. The pastor says, hey, you know what? It could be time for you to check out that little church on the other side of town. Lord, help us. It's true. It really... you've been listening to Hello World. I'm Greg Patton. News, information, all kinds of stuff every day. Join me on Facebook, Greg, G-R-E-G Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Greg Patton, God bless. Good day.